very much.
Thank you. Okay, back to the agenda. We do not have a report from the Development Committee, but is there anything you'd like to tell us, Irene?
Hey, Dennis. Yes, I would. The Development Committee did meet, but we did not have a quorum. But what occurred at the meeting is that I, as chair, has decided to step down as chair. It's been over a year that I have been serving as chair of the Development Committee, and I just think it's time for someone else to take over and do the job. So I'm just allowing someone who is current or one of the newbies to take over these positions, and I'll be more than happy to help support anyone in this development, because it's very important for this station, for development, that it, because we are who we are and how we raise our money. So I'm just moving aside. I have other commitments that I need to devote time to, and I just think that if someone else with some better ideas might be able to help us. So I'm stepping aside as chair, willing to serve on the committee, but just stepping aside as chair.
Okay.
And that was the gist of the last meeting.
Thank you. Is there someone who will be convening a meeting, because the new chair will need to be selected at a meeting of the committee? So is there someone who will be convening that committee?
Dennis, I'll be happy to convene that committee, but then at that point, I will hand it over. I will do whatever is possible, necessary.
Okay, and it would be good to make sure the entire board gets the notice of the meeting, so that anybody who's not on that committee now wants to show up at that meeting and join the committee. Yeah, so you can get off to a good start for the next year.
So here's the thing, Dennis. Mm-hmm. The next two meetings, the last Thursdays of the month, one is Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. and then the other is the day after New Year's. So, so that kind of puts us in a little weird situation.
Okay.
But I'd be willing to convey something after the beginning of the year,
okay.
So just to allow things to move forward and to turn everything over, okay. I would be willing to do a meeting soon after the new year instead okay. of the last Thursday of the month, so that we can move it forward. Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you. Relocation committee.
All right.
Hang in there, everybody.
Chair, I will quickly read our report and then entertain any questions. Our committee meets each Wednesday of the month at 7:30, except for obviously second Wednesday in which this full board meets. The relocation committee has been meeting weekly. The most recent meeting was held on Wednesday, November 6th at 7:30 p.m. with all members attending. Myself as chair, interim general manager, Miki Williams, chief engineer, Mo Thomas, Verna Avery Brown, Wayne Bruce, Vanessa Dixon Briggs, Robert Gordon, Ron Pinchback, Adele Stan, and Dennis Williams. Without objection, the committee authorized the chair and interim general manager and engineering team to proceed with negotiations to secure temporary studio space and separate temporary office space as soon as possible. These spaces would be available for move-in before the December 31st deadline and for some period of months to be determined. The next order of business for the committee will be to decide whether to request a lease for permanent space based on one of four current letters of intent obtained by the broker at the committee's direction. Once a permanent lease is signed, the lease space will be built out as needed for the studio and offices to occupy within the next several months. So that's our current report from the committee, and I'll take any questions. Let me just say, I know during community comment, Sabu had asked about or had mentioned an email. So yeah, no, we are in receipt of that email. The thing is, Sabu, it's a lot easier to navigate those requests when you come to the meeting. We can kind of pull it up and have a full kind of spectrum and discussion about what it is, you know, that you're presenting. So I would encourage, if you want, to come to the next meeting so we can actually have a little bit more intimate discussion about the offering in that particular email. So I'll send you the invitation.
Okay, you got Minerva and then Irene in the queue. So, Minerva?
Okay. Kamal, thank you for the report. You mentioned that there were four locations or something that you guys had had in what I'll call it, for lack of a better term, in queue right now. Could you tell us what those locations are, please?
Yeah, I will do that. First location is 1110 Bonifant Street, Bonifant. That's in Silver Spring, Maryland. Number two is 1003 K as in Kevin Street Northwest. That's Washington, D.C. Number three is actually 3917 Minnesota Avenue Southeast. However, that actually had to be changed because that particular, that was a referral by member Lane, that property actually is not available. And so the new address escapes me, but we had to change that particular letter of intent. But I think most of us on this committee are familiar with the referral that member Lane gave us. So if you need the exact address on that, because that was a late switch, I don't have that off the top of my head. And then the last property is 3520 Connecticut Avenue Northwest.
And those are not in priority number, by the way.
No, they're just, yeah, kind of random, yeah. When I did off the top of my head. But those are the four.
Yep.
Okay. And just one other quick question, and I don't expect you to be able to provide it for all four of these, but an idea of what price range are we, what range is it for the lease for these places? What range are we looking at here? And it's a guesstimate. I know you don't know all the particulars.
Yeah, no. Bonifant, start from the first one. It's under $30 a square. K Street is pretty pricey at close to $40 a square. The southeast property is also about $40 a square, and then the property on Connecticut Avenue is being negotiated. I don't think we have an actual cost per square on that one yet.
And some of the, and each one would come with sort of individual features in terms of, what do you call it when they delay the rent and things like that?
Abatements. Yeah.
Yeah. Abatements. That's the easiest way to compare across, but you know, each one is a little bit different. Each deal would be a little bit different.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Irene?
Okay. So, thank you, Minerva, for asking for the location. My question is, what's the holdup? We have a news report not so long ago that says that the commercial space in downtown DC is like the place to be. But why isn't the person we hired as a broker found any of these spaces that can be suitable for WPFW? That's the first question.
I don't know. I'm not sure how to answer that. I mean, there's so many moving parts in the real estate market that, you know, the spaces I think that maybe you might be alluding to in the market are, you know, they're sought after. And as you know, there's quite a few organizations that have cash. We don't. And so when
that
you come
what?
In and
I'm
swoop
sorry.
In,
that
they're
have
negotiating
what?
With cash. They're negotiating with cash in hand. What I'm talking about is the ability to move more quickly on a lease. I think we had this discussion before. We have a financial position in this organization as it stands that isn't as solid. And so that hampers us a bit on what we can move on. We also are very constricted in what we are attempting to get. The committee decided on being under $10,000 a month in rent. So that limits, that chops off a lot of that property that you're saying that is available downtown. That stuff is not under 10 grand a month.
Hold on a second. Somebody's not muted. And it's kind of interfering with what I'm hearing from you.
Go ahead, come on.
Because I'm kind of baffled because I'm trying to figure out what you're saying that these cash, we held a specific fund drive for relocation. And so we should have something in the QE to be able to at least talk to somebody about some rent or something, right?
You're asking me to make a determination about a marketplace. What I'm trying to give to you
no,
is
I'm
that
not.
The marketplace has a...
One
no,
at
you
a
did.
Time.
That's what you're
one
asking me to do.
No, I'm not.
You're asking me to do.
No,
Irene,
I'm not. You
Irene,
just told me.
Irene,
no, wait
he's
a
answering
minute,
the
hold
question.
On.
One at
no,
a time.
No,
you ask the question, he's answering it.
That is not true, Dennis, because I'm going on some information that we have been given historically. I'm going by what we've been given historically. And now, and we raised money based on this. We told our public that this is what we were raising money for. And now you're saying we don't have that cash.
Ain't nobody saying nothing.
Ron, Ron, listen. Everybody be muted except the person. Irene has the floor for a few more seconds, and then Kamau is going to answer her question.
I'm sorry.
Everyone else
this,
needs to be muted.
I can see now that this is not going to go well. So let me just
what are you
withdraw
talking about?
And let me, it's
Kamau,
not going to go
wait.
Well. It's going to be what it's going to be. So I'm just withdrawing. Let's go. Just move on.
All right, let me
y'all
try
spin
and,
it. Whatever the spin is. No, you don't have to.
Okay, Irene, you're done. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, if I could. So if I could I just want to give what I was trying to say about the money. Because, see, when money starts to get mentioned, everyone's ears get perked up. We do have money. There's money that we raise. The money is there. Some people have more money, all right? And that's moving the market differently. That's what I'm saying. You're asking me to comment on a marketplace. That's not my profession. I'm trying to give to you some of the angles that the broker has given to us. We don't have the best financial position. The marketplace is not at 10 grand and below. Those downtown properties are way more expensive. This is why we're out in Silver Spring. We looked at a few other locations out in Maryland. So the committee's working hard to find it within our budget, within the range that we can afford. It's not about spending anything. Just come to the meetings. I always invite people to come to the meetings. They're very, very robust. We have very, very good discussion, and we're working towards a property.
I do listen.
The other thing is simply that the money that we raised was for moving, not for rent. Okay, who's next? Tony, I think you had your hand up. No, I'm sorry. Ambrose is first, then Tony, and then Wayne.
Thank you, Dennis. Kamal, so the Minnesota Avenue property is still, is it not available or is it available? Was there an address change? What exactly was the issue?
Yeah, let me give it to you. One second.
Is it still available?
Your 3917 is not available. And the new property address is 3962 Minnesota Avenue Northeast. So the broker, that's the broker for the one you referred, to the committee, has another property at 3962. The one that, we list or that, we gave him that initial address is not available.
Okay. 3962 is going to be a little bit further moving towards, is that moving towards East Capitol? Do you know? I mean, I can find out myself and I don't want to belabor the point. I can find out myself, but did you know whether or not, did you view the property? Have you been able to see that property?
No, like I said, that came in late. And so I think if you come over the bridge there at Benning, and you're going right, so it's further away from Benning, I guess, is what it is. I don't know if that makes sense, but.
Okay, and you said it was $40 a square foot?
This one is, yeah, so it's $35 for the square footage plus triple net. So we'll have to cover the taxes, common area maintenance, and the insurance. So that's another 12 a square. So you're looking at 47 a square foot on that property.
That's expensive even for that area. I mean, that's tremendously expensive for that area. I would not recommend it. And then lastly, you said that other organizations coming with cash. What is the cash that WPFW would need? I mean, realistically, what would they need in the kitty to effect a rent? $25,000, $30,000?
I'm not at the negotiating table for other organizations. Right. I'm going off of the information that's being presented in the paper and in the public. That the organizations are able to negotiate these things with a lot more cash in hand. It's not, I don't know what those numbers are, but that's just off of the information that's being put out publicly.
Okay.
I think so, for us, like if I could just spitball a number,
right?
You know, I think we should probably have 200 to 300,000 in hand. That would make ourselves really comfortable. We can make choices anywhere we would see fit. 200 to 300,000 would be ideal.
Thank you. I'm finished.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Tony.
I think the Minnesota Avenue location is high. I think for that area, and I think it's also it's kind of risky in that area. I know that neighborhood, so I would be against that. I'm sorry to say it's my people, but I would be against that area. The Connecticut Avenue location, I thought was off the table. I thought they withdrew. Are you saying that they put it back on the table, Kamal?
It's a different location, Tony.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not a UDC owned?
No.
This is right on Cleveland Park, right off of the Metro stop on Connecticut Avenue, 3520 Connecticut.
All right. Thank you.
Okay,
Yes. I want to Thank you, Kamal. I sit on the committee, so I hear a lot of the things. I just want to address some of the possible comments that have come in about money. That the drive we held was for moving expenses. One. Two, the thing with the money in DC is you have to have a great rental history also and not owe people. Right now, we're not in a great position. We're just not in a great position to be lined up to take advantage of some of the, fire sales that's going on in DC on office property. People still want you to have a great rental history. And the fire sales are for huge spaces. PFW doesn't need a huge space. So I want, us to, everybody take a breath and understand, one, we may not be in position to get the property just from our rental history. Two, the spaces, the committee was chastised early on for looking at bigger spaces, and the spaces that are at fire sale are huge spaces. So no sense of going there. We are looking at spaces that our engineer, Mo Thomas, have kind of put a stamp on and things. And it's, the original Minnesota Avenue space we couldn't get into right away because they had the same broker as the UDC space. So there are things at every point, there's been, some, little pushback to what we wanted to do. I also have to agree with Tony Tony and everybody else. Minnesota Avenue property, it's a little expensive for that area. And I love my, Southeast people, but it's just a little expensive for that area. So that's all I wanted to say. It's more of a comment than a question for you, Kamal. Go Bonifant Street. That's personal.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Was there anything else, Kamal? I think, Miyuki had some more specifics, that she wanted to perhaps share briefly in executive session.
Right now that's what we have. And, some additionals, whatever the interim is planning to do. So,
I'll do that executive session, but I do want to thank the committee for all the hard work they do, because it's not just analyzing and identifying different projects. It takes time through their course of the work week to figure out when they can come by and look at all these properties, assess them, make decisions if it's safe enough, is it convenient enough, and those other things. So I really appreciate and respect the work of the relocation committee, and I just want to thank you very much for it.
Yes, thank you. And now I get to look at the second page of the agenda. Minerva, do you have any news to bring us from the Pacifica National Board?
Excuse me just a minute. I had to come back to unmute myself. We have, Dennis, some information that's been coming from the PMB, and I've noticed it's been coming out to the secretary to be sent to the board members from the finance committee. So we're trying to figure out what I call who's on first in that respect. I was trying to pull up, let's see here. Okay, I think it was shared with everyone that Pacifica Audit Committee is beginning to take shape, and I noticed you have on the agenda, which is something very important. They're asking each station to at least have two members from their LSB to be with a director to be on this committee. And our own Irene Jefferson will be chairing that committee. So I'm sure as you get to that point, the station will identify someone to step up and take part. Everyone did get a copy of the,
information. Station, we need, it's from the LSB, right?
I'm sorry, LSB. Yeah, Thank you, Dennis, for that correction.
We need a volunteer from this group.
Yeah. And, I know that we had Karen Briggs, but she had to step away from the board. So, right now, I thank Wanda from being very attentive and being part of the meetings when they try to pull those together. Let's see. The other piece is everyone has seen the report regarding the delegate election for 2024. And I understand there's additional information that'll be coming out. And we have our individuals for the board for 2025. That's what those individuals will be taking their seats. I think sometime in December, the LSB will welcome them to the board. Let's see what else. Let me go through this real quick, not holding up any time. Let's see here. Okay. And that's really, you know, the majority of what's taking place with the PNB. I'm sure there are other directors who may have something else they would like to share. So I'm sharing that much with the board.
Okay. And before we LSB. Get to others, it looks like Mr. Lane has a question.
Yes, I'm sorry, Dennis, and I'm sorry, Minerva. If you have closed discussion on relocation, then I will contact Kamal offline.
Yes, please.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Irene, Vanessa, Ron, anything to add from the PNB?
This is Vanessa. The only thing I would add is that the PNB is in the process of evaluating the ED, Stephanie, who presented the budget earlier.
Okay. Do you have a timeline for that?
I think the responses were due last week. So then maybe I'm not sure when this process is supposed to be done. But the information gathering part of it, at least from the PNB, that part is done.
Okay. And just, I'm curious, you said responses. So what areas are solicited for input for that?
So, like the performance, and in fact, I think the PNB, that mm-hmm. committee, okay. Looked at, the evaluation that we, PFW, conducted ahead of the curve on that relative to other stations and looked at the performance evaluation factors that PFW considered was, you know, modified to some extent.
But it was within the input is from the PNB itself.
Right. Yes.
The responses, that's where it's from.
Yes, yes.
Okay, got it. Okay. Thank you.
Hey, yeah, Dennis.
Maybe set the model. Yes, Irene, go ahead.
The audit committee, thank you, Kamal, for giving the heads up on that the audit is coming up, and we'll be collecting the information from each station in regards to their in regards to the requirements of the auditor. This is now in effect, and the audit committee has been convened. We are meeting next week on Wednesday to actually start auditing the situation for audits, the events for the audit. The audit committee does not do anything other than gather information so that to ensure that the auditor has what it needs, and we are doing that. And that's basically what the programming committee has not done much. So from the PMB. And that's it. That's okay. It.
Well, since we're tossing the A word around now, is there anyone on the board who would like to step forward to serve on the audit committee of the national board? We need one more representative.
So I think Minerva said that Wanda's on that committee, correct?
We need one more, I think.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we do need one more.
Come on, everybody.
Don't be bashful.
Yeah, Ron?
Yeah, I just want to point out also that some of the new members may be interested in serving on that committee.
They may be.
So for you new members who are listening out there, you will have an opportunity. If no one is selected tonight, then you'll have another opportunity to volunteer to work on that committee once you're seated next month.
In fact, if you are due to be seated next month, but you're really hot to serve on that committee, you can give me a wink. And we can make some things happen.
Yes, yes. Our next meeting is next Wednesday, and we will be happy to have you there at that meeting. And it is a live streamed public meeting. So you can go on Pacifica.org and click on and join.
And if you're interested, if you want to make it known, you can contact Irene directly. You can contact Minerva, or if you want to contact me, whoever you can reach, if you want to join and hop onto that meeting before next week. Okay, Ron, did you?
May I share something real quick after you said you have Ron? Is that who you were calling on?
Yeah, I was just going to say if Ron had
anything. Okay, go right ahead.
No, I have nothing else to add. Everything was included.
Okay.
Proceed.
Okay, Minerva.
Okay, and what I was going to ask, Irene, can you double check, please? I don't know what they're trying to get these audit done for, what is it, 22 and 23? Or is it 23? Yeah, 22, 23. So, 23, 24. Can you check and find out, because, you know, the statement is because the other individuals will not join the board until December. So are there some things that will need to be done before then? And,
I have that. The audits will be done for 22 and 23 because those are the 2 years that have not been done for Pacifica as a whole. And so what the audit committee going forward is trying to do is make sure that the auditors have what they need. And from this point forward, and since they have the letter of engagement now, they can go forward. All we have to do now, and that will be discussed at the next meeting, what is needed. But we do need directors from each station to participate in this function. Because if it's not, then we'll have folks saying, oh, no, that wasn't done right. So we do need people from every station to members from each station to participate.
Okay, and Irene, what I'm saying to you is, remember, anybody who serves on the PMB, it's a one-year commitment. So even those of us who are on the PMB now will, I think, in January or February.
January.
Okay, so then you're talking about the fact that if individuals volunteer to come on in December, they may be on it just for 1 month. And then you've got to go back through and elect new officers to step up. That's why I'm saying please double check and make sure that we can get the correct information out to all of the board members so that, you know, we know what's taking place here. It may be that they just want to wait. and just leave it as is and do whatever starting in January. But rather than have the back and forth, let's reach out to them and find out, you know, whomever you're working with your committee, to find out what they're actually looking for. Okay? That's all I'm suggesting.
No. I take that suggestion and I will move forward with that. Thank you, Minerva, for the reminder.
Okay.
Chair?
Yes.
There is one thing I'd like to also make clear. And Irene, you can weigh in on this also. That letter of engagement that the audit committee recently completed, that was done to allow the auditors to begin their work. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And so the auditors have been chosen, have been selected, and have been authorized to begin their work. And that's where we'll move from going forward. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, PNB directors. Next item is Program Committee. Again, we do not have a report to review, but is there any brief comment, Minerva, that you would like to share with us?
Well, just briefly for everyone, the Audit Committee did not meet at our last meeting. We did not have a quorum, but... the program committee. Yeah. I said audit. Yeah. But what I'm asking is that we will meet, and I need to go back and look at the calendar. It seems like in the months of November, December, we're getting into holiday time. So, need to get something out to the members to find out when they want to meet, and also encouraging anyone who would like to be part of this committee, because there's a lot of work to be done, to please reach out. I'm thinking that maybe an invite would be sent to individuals to ask, but we need to be very active as we continue with the program and also addressing some of the issues that we keep raising about programming and interaction with staff and so on and so forth. And we haven't had a report because there seems to be a little bit of an issue as to how the report should be done, but we will get something to the board regarding what the committee's doing. So we'll get through all of this. Thank you for the time, Dennis.
Thank you. Michael. Michael Byfield. Going once. I see your hand up.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Yes, as usual. I find it really
Is this unusual. In regard to the program committee?
Yes. That we have a program committee. We're almost going on a year now, which is not attended by the PD. And most recently, we had programs that were newly brought on the air that did terribly during the fundraiser because they were brand new programs, and no one really had a chance to get accustomed to those programs. But the programs that were removed prior to that, which had an opportunity to gain traction with our audience, we were playing reruns. A specific example is Anandati Roy's speech in 2004 about the Iraqi war. Hey, we got a war right now in Ukraine. We have a war in There's genocide going on in Gaza. We replayed that program twice. I don't think I need to say any more. That's quite, I don't know. As a board member, I don't feel comfortable in terms
30 seconds.
as a democratic process that I do have a brain and a choice. And I think all of us should have a say, or the program committee that represents programming should have a say and not have a unilateral pro person making decisions like the one that just happened with this replay of a decade old program that's out of touch with what's happening right now. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Come on. What is this program?
Question on programming. Yeah, what? Yes. I know there's not a report, but does the committee have a specific set of goals or targets, activity they'd like to accomplish? What exactly are we working towards on that committee?
And Kamal, let me answer your question. We have been trying to meet to pull that together, but that is coming into play at our meeting beginning in November this month and also in December. But we have to find dates that will not conflict with everything else that's going on with individuals, because this is holiday and the other. But that is the whole goal for 2025, is to come up with actual goals that we want to reach. And thank you for bringing that up for the programming committee. But I'd also like to say that is a thought that I've been having since I've been on this board. The LSB needs to be doing the same thing. I just don't feel like anything that we're doing right now is goal oriented. It's more trying to, if someone brings up an idea, then somebody is going against it and different things. And my thought is we've gotten away from what our goal is, and that's to work for the betterment of the station. So those are just what you said. And I've gotten information, but we haven't been able to come together and talk about it. And the other part is, as we talk about these things, I'm seeing a lot of the ideas that we start putting together in the committee before we could get a real good handle on what's being needs to be done. All of a sudden, little pieces of our ideas are showing up as part of programs or different things happening. And it's just like, let's sit down and think this out and see what we're actually dealing with here and how do we move the programming committee with support from the staff and whomever we're supposed to be working with. They could give us a different body to work with. But, you know, just putting something together that's viable and the community will go along with us and we all work as a unit. I don't see that happening. I see it started to happen, but it's since that time broken down. But we're going to go back and try it again in 2025. Thank you.
Okay, I've got Irene and Ron. Please keep in mind we're more than an hour behind.
Thank you, Judith. I'm going back to the IGM's input earlier about us working together and disrespecting and whatever. But the first disrespect here is the fact that our program director does not come to the program committee meetings. That's a definite disrespect. And so, and we're here. We're there, and it's always some type of an excuse, but come on, y'all. It has to be, you have to be there at some point to hear, because we are the LSB, we are the listener station board. We represent our listeners. So if it is the end of the program director's job description to attend our meeting, and for the past year and a half that I have been here, they have been there maybe once or twice. That's not respect. That's not what we're looking for here. If you're looking for collaboration, then that's the first thing you need to do, to be collaborative. We're looking at many of our ideas coming out of our meetings, coming to fruition, and they're not really being understood by they're not being given to us. These are ideas. A lot of these ideas we have brought to the table, and we're not being given the respect to say this was so and so's idea. It's all of a sudden someone else's idea. I just want to say, that is the situation now. That's the way it is now.
Okay,
and that's not fair.
Okay, Ron.
Yeah, I just want to say this. Once again, we got new members coming onto the board. And they will be able to populate these committees, repopulate these committees. New blood is always welcomed. And respect is mutual. Respect has to be mutual. Okay. And that's exactly what, Yuki was saying. In her opening remarks tonight, respect has to be mutual. It can't be one way. So hopefully, we'll resolve all these such issues, with the new blood coming in, different perspectives, different ideas. And we just won't rehash the past. So that's all I wanted to say. Respect is mutual, and, you know, we certainly welcome new participation from the new members, you know, of the LSB. Thank you.
Thank you. Violetta, you're up. We did get a report from the Community Outreach Committee, which was a bit late, but that was extenuating circumstances. That's okay. So you have the floor.
Okay, good evening, and thank you. I'll be brief since we've been here. The outreach committee met on November 5th. We meet on the first Tuesday of the month. Present were Mariah McLean, Marsha Edwards, Martha Peterson, Sabu Hakeem, myself, Arthur Hyland, and Irene Adams and Minerva were excused. We talked about the newsletter, the 5K, and the budget request. But the thing that we wanted to bring to the committee, LSB's attention, is that the committee has scheduled the second required town hall meeting for December 7th. And it's going to be at the same church, the New Bethany Baptist Church. And we are inviting and requesting that everybody on the LSB attend. And we've also talked with the staff and invited some chairs, or in the process of doing that.
What's the address? What's the address?
1300 10th Street, Northwest Washington, D.C.
Okay. And it's 12 to 2?
Yeah, 12 to 2:30.
2:30. Okay.
Yep. And additionally, the committee is requesting that the LSB members donate money as they can to help defray the cost of refreshments for the town hall meeting.
Do you have an idea of a rough budget of what we need for that?
I think we outlined it in our presentation. I don't have it to the finance committee, but I think it's usually about 200 or 300. There's usually juice and sandwiches and things like that. And, we give the pastor a donation as well.
And will this be, I know the last time there was some, there were difficulty. We tried to do it on Zoom and that didn't quite work. Do you know if that's going to be possible or it's just going
to
be?
Yeah. When I talked to, Mayuki and Katia before we reschedule it, they said that might be a problem with the Zoom thing, but I know that there can be, it can be done. Well, the church said they can do it live. So we're still in discussion and we're still finalizing plans, but we wanted the LSB to know as soon as we got the date confirmed to, you know, save the date and request the support of the LSB.
Okay.
And that's about it. I don't know if there's somebody else here who would like on the committee who has anything to add.
Can I say something, Violetta?
Yes, you may, Irene.
So the town halls are different ways that our community can come and talk. As the situation Tony raised now earlier with not being able to phone in, town halls is another way for our listeners to come in and talk. And at these town halls, we do refreshments. We need to give a little token of something to our host church or who's ever the hall that we're doing. These halls would cost a whole lot. And to just give a donation is just a little bit. It's minimal. So we need to be able to pitch in and give to the outreach committee so that one, they can pass an envelope to the pastor of this church for hosting this, and also a little something so that we can make sure that people who actually attend can have some refreshment. Come on, y'all. $10, $20. Let's do this.
I should also say that the town hall is one of, I think, three specifically enumerated responsibilities at the local station board, along with overseeing the budget, which we did tonight, or at least passed it tonight, and the evaluation of the station management. So we got three things that we need to do, and the town hall is one of them. Minerva.
Yes, thank you, Dennis. The town hall, the church has said they can also connect to Facebook for us. So there are other ways, and I thank the church. We normally give them, and I'm going to say the number since no one else did. We try to give them about $250, which is really nothing in terms of renting a space. And then it's about $250 to do food that we bring forward. So, and Irene brought up numbers, but I'm saying if each member of the LSB would donate $20, and the time is, we're less than 3 weeks away from this. We need to have PSAs on the air about it and encourage everyone and call this the end of the year or the start of next year. And individuals who are going to donate, please get them to Violetta or whomever so we can have these funds to work with. And the final, we do have the 5K signed up, so we'll be doing that next September. It'll be in the morning and not the afternoon. Thank you.
Anyone to donate should contact Violetta.
Pardon me?
If anyone who wants to donate for the town hall should contact you.
That'd be fine, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you at church in, just before the next board meeting. Where are we at? Mass committee. Wayne Bruce, you got that, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, thank you, Chair, for being recognized. I was asked to give the mass. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I was asked to give the mass report on behalf of the interim chair, Robert Gordon. And this is a revised mass report to the LSB from October 9, 2024. The mass committee meets in a closed session, Zoom session. And at the time of this LSB meeting or the mass meeting, 10 mass, members consisted of at the time, Tony Leon, chair, Robert Gordon, vice chair, Irene Adams, secretary, Minerva Sanders, assistant secretary, Kamal Harris, Werner Avery Brown, Vanessa Dixon, Sue Goodwin, Ron Pinchback, yours truly, Wayne Bruce. Since the September LSB mass met on 9/16 as an evaluation committee and on 9/23, The committee met as a whole, and on 10-3, October the 3rd, we met as a special meeting of the committee. To date, 4 resumes have been received. On 9-16, 7 members were present. They listened to 3 members give their evaluations on 4 resumes. There was some discussion as to, 1, why there was such a low number of applicants, 2, possibly extending the advertisement, 3, confirming existing ad, and reconsidering to include expanding the advertisement. All the possible reasons for lengthening the process would be contingent on the interim general manager agreeing to continue in her position during this time. All members of the MAS are asked to complete the written criteria checklist prior to the next meeting. On 9-23, at the urging of the chair, the plan agenda was preempted by an unexpected issue involving communications related to one of the GM applicants. Because the issue involves potential personnel matters, the MAS concluded the September 23rd meeting discussion should remain confidential. The members agreed to review the communication, then hold a special meeting. On 10-3, we had a special meeting. The Pacifica ED, Stephanie Wells, and the WPFW LSB chair, Dennis Williams, were also in attendance at this meeting. The Pacifica ED, who was present at this meeting, stated that she is investigating the matter. Because the issue involves potential personnel matters, the MAS concludes that the September 23rd discussion should remain confidential. The MAS approved the following actions. 1, the MAS would not take any further steps regarding the communications. 2, reopen the job search without eliminating the current candidates. The next meeting was scheduled for October 11th. At 6 p.m., then rescheduled for November 4th, and the November 4th meeting was canceled. That is the MAS report.
Yeah. Tony. Thank you, Wayne.
You're welcome.
Go ahead, Tony.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I am also a member of the MAS committee still. And I objected to a couple of statements in the report, specifically the statements that said that the MAS concludes the September 23rd discussion should remain confidential. I did not see that in my notes that I took. There was no audio for that meeting. The members took a vote, for my recommendation to revise and remove that part of the, out of the report. And, out of the 10 members, 4 members voted against my suggestion. 2 members were in favor and 4 members, no response. Consider them abstaining. Mr. Chair and board members, you now have 2 versions of 2 interpretations of what took place in the 3 MAS meetings. And I simply ask that you not disregard the first report and instead consider them both. File them for future reference as you experience the politics in WPFW and Pacifica. Thank you.
Thank you. Irene.
Mr. Chair, I am agreeing with Tony's recommendation. He was the chair when the first report was filed, there are video and tapings of the one prior, maybe not the one that they asked that not be taped, but the one prior to various tapings of that. And I think that when we submit reports, they should come from the current chair and not from the next chair, which calls into question a whole nother situation that when Pat Morrison resigned as chair, why did we have someone else chair other than the vice chair step in and become chair? And at that point, that vice chair, because I have been kind of quiet in this whole proceeding and situation, that vice chair blocked me from communicating with him. And so I could not provide him with any backup, anything that would support the current chair's situation. So I don't even understand why this report is being considered, because this is the report of a chair that we had that was right then the chair. Anything after is the report of a chair after the fact. So I'm just not understanding why this is even a problem. This is even considered, why this is even being read into meeting, because our chair at the time submitted a report which was accepted by the secretary and you as the LSB chair. And then all of a sudden we got edits of that meeting. And that's not what happened. It does not, it's a watered down version of what happened. So I'm just saying.
Okay.
I have video. I have recordings of what happened, except for that one where they decided that it would not be recorded, which is weird to me. Strange.
Okay. Thank you. Michael?
We can't hear you, Michael.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know tonight in community comments, someone spoke to the issue of the politics around this particular mass committee. And it was December the 12th, I think, when the former GM announced that he would not be returning, that he was going to resign.
It was later than that.
It was later than that?
I believe so.
It was in December.
Okay.
December last year. Okay. This is November.
Okay.
So it's almost a year. Okay. I speak to this issue because I owned a human resources company for well over a decade, and that was part of my profession in terms of hiring people. And I don't think it takes a year to hire a manager in no company in this country under this system. And we don't need 15 people to decide to hire someone. If I tell you what IBM, how many people decides who the CEO is going to be in IBM, you would be amazed. It's not even 5 people.
That decision was actually made a year ago when the committee was formulated with, 10 to 12 people. So that horse left the barn a long time ago.
Well, given the dysfunction in our operation and the violations, a lot of our members, maybe we ought to take it out of our hands and have the PNB or someone else do it, because obviously, we're not up to the task.
Well, At the next meeting, someone can propose a motion to that effect if they like. Ron?
Nope.
Yeah, that was...
Wayne. Okay, Wayne.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Wayne. Yeah, go ahead.
So, couple things.
Yep.
One, this bashing of committees by people who are not on the committee has to stop. This is the second time that somebody has bashed a committee that they weren't on and they were previously on. And like that committee hasn't done the work. And back when I was doing it, let's stop. Everything happens. They're new time, new place, different circumstances. We respect the previous committee's work, but please respect the committee's work that the people on the committee currently doing the job, currently showing up at meetings, currently doing these things. That's what I would like to ask from our fellow LSB members. That's it. If you want to comment on the work of the committee and you're not a part of the committee, with this committee is special. So, I mean, it's a special committee, so everybody can't be in it. But with other committees, come in and do the work with the people. That's all. That's what I ask. I think the last committee report wasn't accepted because the committee hadn't seen it and didn't vote on it. That's what I believe. So we could check all the records, do whatever. All that stuff is public information, right? But this committee, this current chair submitted a report to be accepted by the LSB. That's it. That's the committee report to go back and forth on whether he was right or whether it was right. He's the committee chair at the moment. Please accept his report. That's all. I mean, it doesn't take more than that. And I don't want to hold up no more time because it's 9:45, y'all. Come on.
Okay, Ron.
Yeah, I just also want to reiterate that what Wayne just said. The reason why we got this delay in reporting was because the chair at that time submitted a report that hadn't been discussed or voted on by the committee. And when we did read it and discuss it, there were things about it that we didn't like and we demanded changes. The majority of that board, of that committee, wanted those changes made. The changes were made and the chair decided at that time, to step away from the leadership role. Somebody else was put into that position, on an interim basis. And, this is the report that a majority of the board agreed to submit. So, you know, no skullduggery, you know, it's just, that's just what happened. And so, you know, all these aspersions and stuff, you know, it's wasting everybody's time. Yes. The report that they submitted was voted on by those members of the committee. And that's where we are. It was duly voted on, duly discussed, and that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Ambrose, and then we got to move on.
Yes, this is a question for Wayne. Wayne, did I hear in your report that there were 4 applicants?
The report from the chair that I read, Ambrose, said there are 4 resumes received.
Okay, and were those resumes already reviewed?
The resumes were reviewed by at least 3 members and given evaluations.
Okay, so did the resumes meet the criteria that we are seeking for a new GM?
I don't know if I can answer that outright, so I will. You have to ask the interim chair. I don't want to answer that right now because I don't know if I would be right.
Is so, the interim chair here tonight?
No, he isn't. I just read the report, brother.
Can I respond to that?
If you can do it in 30 seconds.
I can respond to that. In the beginning, three people were charged with evaluating the committee, the resumes that were submitted, and one said that none of the respondents were qualified, and one said that they were, especially the number two of the last search was involved in that. And so that number two, how can we go from that number two not being qualified?
That's part of the committee right now.
Everybody stop. Irene, your 30 seconds is up. The point is, apparently there's no clear answer to your question, Ambrose. Some have been considered viable, and there's a mixed opinion about that.
Thank you, Dennis. Is the committee considering reopening the search?
Yes.
That was part of the report.
That was part of the report.
Okay.
And part of that
Ambrose, if I could,
yeah, go ahead.
Chair, without eliminating any of the current candidates, Ambrose.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We're moving on. Again, we do not have a report from the evaluation committee, so there should not be a lot to discuss there. But Minerva, is there any comment that you'd like to make to bring us up to speed?
Dennis, waiting to get, and there's been a lot of things going on, not just here, but also on the PNB level, waiting to get the okay to move forward. We have information that they want us to use with the committee, but I need to confirm that everything's good, and hopefully I'll hear them this week.
Do you have a timeline of a potential timeline?
The timeline would be that we would be wanting to do this, have this put in place and ready before the end of this year. And basically what would come into play is we don't do the evaluation as a committee. The groups that will do it will be identified and it goes forward.
Okay.
So hopefully I'll have something by Thursday, which is tomorrow. Yes. Let me reach to them. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I believe there is someone waiting to give a report from the Community Advisory Board. Is that you, Mr. Wilson?
That is me, sir. Thank you for having me, and thank you for having, there's actually quite a few CAB members on here, so just thank you all for hanging out. This will only take us to about midnight, so don't worry, I gotcha. I just wanted to make two points on behalf of the CAB. The first is regarding the role of the CAB per our bylaws and the Pacifica bylaws. And then the second, just sort of touch base about how we fulfill our role. So first off, the CAB bylaws mandate that the CAB must be a vehicle for WPFW for the community to just effectively provide input to the LSB station and the station leadership. So essentially, the CAB takes no sides in this matter. We are just here to sort of make suggestions in regards to the programming and the other policies of the station. The CAB members work together amicably and respectfully to help WPFW succeed. And with respects to the assertion from a previous meeting, I'm not aware of any infiltration, and that is something we do take seriously. So, I am all ears. I'd rather do it offline though. Cause I don't think I'd rather take care of this, but yeah, we are a close group of six individuals focused, strictly on the betterment of WPFW. And as I alluded, we try to have a little bit of fun while we're doing it. So that being said, we do have one recommendation that has sort of been reiterated a couple times since we've been in existence for this past year, and that's the program committee chair and the program director to meet and work out a strategy to sort of just come together to devise a way to sort of collaborate and just sort of build a better path. And that's just something that I believe and I think all of us collectively believe is strength can be derived from the collaboration of efforts. And so I will pivot over, bear with me two more minutes, maybe three. Pivoting over, I want to talk a little bit about how we get the information that affords us this data that we're going to send over to the LSB and the other parts of the organization. So we will it's the third Monday, of every month, we hold a public facing meeting. And the floor is open for our listening audience or volunteers, our volunteers and our supporters to come and share their experiences and offer their thoughts. The second way we've sort of get some of this information is through our needs assessment questionnaire, and that has been designed to help provide WPFW with useful data that may help shape the needs of our WPFW audience. There have been a few people, shout out to a few of the programmers who have plugged this survey. And a few of you have already taken the survey. The survey is open. I can get it in the chat as well if you need. But it takes about 5 or 10 minutes. And as an added bonus, what I've challenged the CAB to do is give this survey to 5 people that they know just to see what we get back. Right now, I think we're sitting at about 50 people who've taken a survey. Survey will be open through the end of the year, December 31st. So that's the challenge. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your patience. And hopefully we'll see you soon.
Thank you. Any questions for or about the CAB? So the survey is live now on our website?
Survey is live on the website. It's probably about the middle of this intersection.
Okay, great. Yeah, I did actually get a look at it. I think it's really good.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else? Great. Okay. There is no unfinished business pending. I'm going to go straight to new business. Michael. Is this about the CAB?
Yes, it is.
Go ahead.
How long is this survey until?
To the end of the year, he said.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. First item in new business has to do with the parliamentarian. So my understanding is that several years ago when the LSB decided to use a parliamentarian to help manage the meetings, the LSB agreed to be responsible for the cost, which is currently $100 per meeting. Over time, apparently, that commitment has kind of fallen by the wayside. Payments have just been coming directly from the station with no conscious reimbursement from the LSB. So the question is whether or not we want to continue to have a parliamentarian for this meeting, for which we would need to be responsible. And we would also need to come up with a mechanism to make sure to be accountable for making sure that that we were providing the funds to pay for that. I'd just like to open with some general discussion about how you all feel about, give us a sense of what the consensus is about the need to continue having a parliamentarian for which we would pay. Tony.
Are you saying that the station has withdrawn from budgeting yes. for the parliamentarian?
Yes. Yes. As a review of expenses, which management has been doing, trying to be diligent and frugal. It was determined that this is a cost of for the board, and it's actually it is something that when it first started, the board did agree to pay for it. The board has just kind of institutionally forgotten that commitment. So this would be, going back to the original plan if we kept it up.
Yeah, I remember we used to pass the hat around.
Yeah, I think it needs to be a budget and an actual payment as opposed, because there is, I mean, there it's we want to be more professional than that. It's a set.
Yeah, I get that. I understand that. So what is the cost? What is it going to cost?
It's $100 a meeting.
How much?
$100 per meeting.
Can we divide that by 24?
Yeah, we could.
I support it. I think it adds a lot of class.
I think that's a great idea. I want to know how do we hold ourselves responsible for collecting $5 from each person every month and either putting it in the hand of the parliamentarian or depositing it in the station's account to make sure that gets paid.
That's going to be a problem with some people.
Yes.
I just think maybe one of us should volunteer to be that person to be responsible for, you know, collecting that every meeting.
Exactly how would that work? Every month everybody sends somebody $5 and then that person pays the, okay.
I think we can use Cash App today, in today's world.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's a solid proposal that we raise the money equally among ourselves and pay the parliamentarian that way. Okay, that's an idea. Which let me hear some more ideas, and then we can formulate a motion. Adele.
Sorry. First I want to speak in favor of having the parliamentarian. I think that a lot of times, the parliamentarian has been able to help us, keep order and lower the heat. In terms of how to collect it, the one thing I like that idea of Cash Apping one of us. I would advise upping the per person donation a little bit so that if somebody's not around that month or whatever, if we're going to be going month to month like that collecting, you want to make sure you don't come up short, you know. The parliamentarian still needs to be paid. So we probably want to start some kind of a little kitty or something. So that keep track of it. Now, I'm very open to people who are more hip than I am to means of paying others.
Okay. And I appreciate that. Thanks, Addie. Let me just say that if we, when we get to the motion part, you know, somebody is not on the board, that any decision will have to be coupled with a specific person on the board who is willing to take on that responsibility of collecting. I'm just putting that out as a condition of trying to make this happen. Okay, I've got Irene, Tony, Wayne, and Minerva. Please keep it brief.
I'm sorry, Dennis. What was that last statement you said? Say that one more time.
I said that if we move forward with the notion of collecting money from the board, that should include identifying who's going to do that, because we can't just vote that somebody should do it and then leave the meeting. Because I don't see the name somebody up here.
Right. And I agree with that. I think that the commitment should be that every member that is seated next month on the board, this is my thought, provide $25 for the, or even 20. It could even be 15. Once that amount to hold a parliamentarian. But I also think that we ought to be able to say who the parliamentarian should be.
Okay. Okay, so we got a few things. The first thing I want to say is that if we're talking about raising money from the board, going forward, I also think that those of us in the room now should not commit people who aren't seated yet to make a donation next month.
Exactly. Exactly.
The case that would be a vote. So,
I agree with that.
Hold on, Michael. I ain't talking to you. All right. So right now, so the idea would be to, have a set amount that would be voted by the board, and there's that somebody again. So somebody needs to collect, and somebody needs to present candidates for parliamentarian.
I volunteer to collect.
Thank you, Michael. I'm talking to you.
How I would like to do it is to, I would report to our, I guess it's Kamau, our financial person.
Good. Okay, hold that thought, because we do have some other people in the queue. Tony, Wayne, Minerva, Ron.
I'll go after Wayne, I already spoke after Wayne and Minerva and Ron.
Okay.
Come on, you put me on the spot. So I agree with, we should be able to choose a parliamentarian. That's very important. Second thing is, what can we set up a fund on the WPFW where board members can donate to WPFW and WPFW pays out? That way nobody, in case Michael decides he don't want to collect no more he's not available or any of the,
That sounds good. My problem with that is that if the collection box is sitting in the station and we're not collectively responsible for it, then from month to month, we don't know that, you know, three of us may not.
That's what we have. Our finance committee chair right now should be able to check that, or the IGM, when she gives a report, should be able to report that you have this amount of money in the fund at PFW to pay your parliamentarian. It's just a thought.
Okay.
Y'all can have any kind of way you want.
Okay. So, you know, I'm collecting these ideas, because I do think that we, I think, you know, what Irene was saying about, having the board decide if we're moving in this direction. I do think that this is a vote that's going to have to happen next month with the new board. So, let's just be thinking about how to, craft a motion, to present for next month. Who was next? Was it, Tony, you're waiting after Minerva and Ron?
Yes.
Okay. Minerva?
Okay. And I've asked this of the board and the station many times. We have funds that are collected from the 5K, from the Blues Fest, and other funds. And I think I brought this up even when I first started on this board. There should be a small amount, very small amount, from what the LSB is raising that would go into the budget that covered the expenses of the LSB. And I've even asked, when these funds are collected, where do they go? What are they used for? And not gotten any answers. And I think it's great, and it's important that each member of the LSB do something, because we just sit up and ask, or I did, and asked for each member of the board to donate $20 towards this upcoming town hall. All of this falls into the expenses for the LSB. So if we do that and we have these other funds, we're not asking for a lot of money. And to be told that we're going to be taken out of the station's budget, we're giving the station money. So why can't we use a small portion of those funds to cover our expenses, which aren't major? Thank you.
Okay. Ron?
The trick here is this whole thing started because of the inconsistency of people putting up that money for the parliamentarian. Byfield was right. We did used to pass a hat, you know. But in lieu of that, you know, if we want something more controlled and more regimented, $5 a month will cover the expenditures for the parliamentarian. You know, I mean, that's not a lot of money. And, you know, I know Miyuki collects money, you know, for t-shirts and other things that the station's involved in. You know, we can, you know, send it to her and, you know, because that will be a consistent person, a consistent account. And it's specifically for this one purpose, you know, not to be included with all this other stuff. This is a fund to pay for the parliamentarian, period. Okay. And, you know, encouraging our members to pay $5 a month, you know, just for that, you know, it's doable. It's easy. It's easy to manage. But when you start putting all this other stuff on top of that, or other responsibilities on top of that, then you run the risk of it getting kind of mushy. So yes, I support, you know, the getting $100, you know, $5 a month, you know, from each board member. That will take care of that. And, you know, we can pay the parliamentarian and move on. We don't have to overthink this thing.
Okay. I'm going to hear from Tony, and then I'm going to make a suggestion for moving forward. Go ahead, Tony.
Okay, first thing, I think this question should be asked again next month. I don't know if you already said this or not,
yeah,
for the new
yeah.
members to consider.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have a whole month from now to think about how we're going to do this for the people who are here.
Right.
Secondly, I have some concerns that this is going to break down because I haven't been able to collect from what was owed to me from one of the committees I'm on. So I don't know how this is going to work out.
I agree with you. There's a risk. One thing from putting it sort of back as a direct thing with the LSB is that it would be then clear that if we don't come up with the money, then the parliamentarian won't come to the meeting, as opposed to somebody working and expect, you know, it's just, it won't be about expectations. It'll be about, if we don't have the money to pay you, then you don't come, then we can't afford you. So it'll be more direct. If it does break down, at least it will be clear that it is breaking down, as opposed to things going on for months and nobody knows who's supposed to be paying who.
Yeah, but then it'll get a little more complicated when half the members or two thirds put up the money and the other third doesn't, or maybe just one.
Then if we don't have the money, we don't have the money. Then the person doesn't get paid and we won't have a parliamentarian.
And then what happens to the money?
Then we would have to vote on how to distribute, if we want to contribute that money to something else at the station, or if we want to give it back, that's something the board would have to decide.
Gotcha. Okay. And then the last thing is how many meetings would the parliamentarian be required to come to? Was it
we would decide.
Or just one?
We would decide. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's been coming to every meeting.
I mean, like per month, committee meetings.
I would recommend it just be the LSB meeting, the monthly meeting.
Yeah.
I think that has been the practice for the last couple of years.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. What I'm going to suggest is, two things. One is that, we already have a volunteer to collect funds if we decide to go that way. I would like someone to volunteer to start crafting a motion, and maybe we can float it. I would like to have it distributed before the meeting, maybe even by at least before Thanksgiving sometime, so people can get a look and we can make some adjustments, do a little bit back and forth before the meeting. So I would like to see if there's a volunteer to do that. Secondly, I'd like to see if there's a volunteer to research and provide some recommendations in terms of parliamentarians. Anybody have, a good grip on that world? Crickets. Okay, well, I will do the latter. I will see what I can find out about parliamentarians. Somebody like to do the motion?
So moved.
No, not so moved. I want to volunteer to draft a motion.
Which is the draft of the make the motion, Dennis, is to what?
To draft a motion about, you know, we've been talking about collecting, about the LSB collecting money to pay the parliamentarian. Sort of, whether it's $5 every month or, but just to put something in paper, something down as a starting point that we can look at about how we would do this. It sounds like there's some consensus that it's something that we probably want to do.
How soon do we need to have it? By the next meeting?
Yeah, I want to have it so that it's something that the new folks can look at.
I'll do the motion.
Okay, thank you, Irene. Are you going to do that? And I'll see what I can find out about the world of parliamentarians. Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I know if we're talking about, you know, being able to choose, you know, our own, you know, parliamentarian, you know, which is proper. But until, we do, I think the services of, the current parliamentarian, should continue unless we decide somebody else.
Well, I would say that they cannot continue unless you got $100.
Right. Exactly. So
right now, until we make a decision about paying a parliamentarian, then there will be no parliamentarian.
Yeah. And actually we have one meeting, then our next meeting is when we're seating people. So it's moot.
Right. So hopefully we can get this all done by January.
All right.
What if we have $90 and we say to the parliamentarian and he says, "Hey, listen, I'll take the 90."
We'll find $10.
No, we're going to do, if it's not an actual contract, it's going to be a more solid agreement than that.
just being real.
Get in the penny jar.
Before we leave this, Kamau, was there something about the, were you going to raise something about the, is there something we need to do about the money owed?
Yeah, so right now there's a balance due to him of $1,000 for his work that he's done this current calendar year. So I don't know if Miyuki's still on, but he's presented that invoice to the station for payment. So, FYI.
Yeah. So do you have, as the director, do you have any suggestions?
My suggestion is to ask the interim general manager to see if she can incorporate that in her financial, you know, cachet there, and then you know, take it as a charity for us, and then you know, straighten us out going forward. That's really pretty much what it is.
Okay.
I mean, we can try and collect money from members now, but I mean, it's kind of last minute. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we will consult the IGM.
Yeah.
Okay. But we will not make a decision on that right now. Irene, is that a legacy hand?
Only the ask. Are we at the end? Cause I can make the motion to adjourn.
No, we got a couple more things on the agenda.
Okay, fine.
Okay. Hopefully it won't take too long. Okay. The next thing on the new business is there is a motion, concerning the LSB show. Brother Bruce.
Yes. I'd like to make a motion that the LSB show continued the monthly, that the LSB continued the monthly LSB show hosted by a current staff delegate who is or was an on-air programmer and a current and the current LSB chair or designatee. That's it.
Second.
That is the motion.
Huh?
Vanessa, second?
No, huh.
I said Vanessa, was that a second?
Yes.
Okay. Any discussion?
Yeah. I don't even understand what he's talking about.
It was what in the agenda.
Let's explain it out what he's asking. Because right now we're in November, December. We have a November, the Friday, the situation now is that the last Friday is the Friday after Thanksgiving. And then we have in December, the Friday after the Christmas. And we just want to know what WPFW is doing for those times, because we've been preempted
for the most part for
what
WPFW.
The program director, we follow what she's doing. And if she preempts us or do whatever she do, then that's what we gotta take. So what is she doing for November and December?
Okay. I got Minerva and Ron.
Okay. And what I would like to ask is at this moment.
Okay. Hello?
Motion be tabled until we meet and, the fourth meets? Monday. I'm sorry.
You said until
who? Just a second. Let me go back.
No, I didn't hear. I'm
sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. The first thing is this is a committee. This is a motion that's being made that no one ever brought this to the program committee, and we're meeting on the fourth Monday of this month, so please bring it there, and that way the members on the committee can get an understanding. Or are you considering that this LSB show, well, no, I'm not going to discuss it here. But we need to talk about it in the committee to find out where this is going, because I don't have an understanding. And I know that, Dennis, you had come to our meeting, but we weren't able to meet. But I think this committee has been doing a great job. Those who have stepped up to do what they do, and just to bring it to the board and ask the board to accept it. And also, we don't have even, if you don't want to do it this month, then let's do it. It would probably be in January after the new members are on board. It should not be something that I feel the current board members should be putting in place, because some of them will probably be leaving. And we need to talk about it and also get something in writing. We've never had anything in writing as to what takes place with this. So
what do you mean by takes place?
In terms of, as Irene mentioned, we are preempted. If there's someone decides to do that and learning the ropes on how to, oh, let me go back. And also a lot of the programs that are, done on that day, one of the board members has to continually ask, are we on KPFT or not? And bring that to people's attention. So what exactly are you looking for the LSB show? And if you want to take it over and you want to make it just strictly that part that you want, then we give it to you, but we need to discuss it. This is not something you can do 5 or 10 minutes before you end a meeting. And I saw this on here, but I agree. I feel that there needs to be a little bit more discussion about it. And I see the hands up to in support of it, but I think that it needs to have a little bit more discussion. Thank you.
First of all, yeah. First of all, I don't know if the hands are in support or not. It was, yeah, I mean, it's 5 or 10 minutes before the end of the meeting, because that's when new business comes up and the meeting's taken 3 hours. But that's also why the motion was included in the draft agenda 2 weeks ago.
Well, Dennis, that's fine. You can rationalize
I understand. You want more discussion. I understand that. Let's hear what everybody else has to say. Ron.
No one's talking about preemptions. If you're preempted, you know, there's a reason for it. Yeah, that's not punitive. You know, there's programming sometimes that requires any show, to be preempted. There's no special territory there. And yes, I don't object to there being more discussion. But the issue here, one of the issues has been consistency. And, like I say, if more discussion can iron that out, you know, fine. But consistency and, the making sure that show is, you know, done appropriately each month. It's only one day out of a month, you know, and we do want to get the new members involved also. So, I would support a delay in the vote only because I would like to see the new members, excuse me, have an opportunity to participate, you know, in this discussion. That's where we are. I support the motion, the changes, but once again, I'm open to more discussion to allow the new members to actively participate. Thank you.
Okay, Michael.
I'm amazed that this one faction or decided that they want to impose this on the LSB show.
Excuse me. A proposal for a vote of the full body is not an imposition.
Okay. I agree with Minerva. I think it should come out of the programming committee. And I think in a meeting such as this, where I think we have 7 or 8 members that are not present, and I don't know who's on right now. There may have been 5 or other people that have dropped off, that we need to have the new body in January have full participation in making such a decision about the LSB show.
Okay. Thank you.
I think that's a more democratic way to think about it.
All right. Thank you. Vanessa.
I agree with Ron's statements, both in terms of preemption. Many shows get preempted for special programming. That's the reason for preemption. And I don't have an opinion about delaying the vote or not. I'll go with the will of the body. However, my concern is that the LSB show does not belong to the programming committee. It is discussed as a program during program committee meetings. The LSB show belongs to the LSB. So any decisions to be made about the LSB show should appropriately be made by the body, not a particular committee. If the committee perhaps wants to make a recommendation that it could present to the LSB, which might be in support or not support of Wayne's motion, which I do support. But the biggest concern to me is trying to hustle this thing, this motion back to a committee, which does not have jurisdiction over the program.
Thank you. Come out.
Yeah, I mean, Vanessa kind of stole my thunder. That's essentially where I was going with it, was that I did not see it as strictly a program committee show, that it is a LSB show and should be properly kind of worked through with the entire body, not just the committee. And secondly, I do think I'm in favor of the motion, because I do think that when we have instances in which the show can't be filled, it does throw the station into a bit of a scramble to fill that hour. And to Member Byfield's point earlier, plucking a show from 2004, that, you know, if you don't want that to happen, you got to show up. And so we got to make sure that that slot that's gifted to us, that we're there, that we're on time, and we're ready to go. So I support the motion.
Okay. Irene?
Thank you, Chair. So the LSB show is a show slotted for last Friday. And that's what it is. So when we do that, whether it is in regards to the this particular situation, is about the drop down to whether we can raise funds.
Irene has the floor. Keep talking, Irene.
So, saying here is, yes, all this time, the LSB show has been under the authority or whatever of the program. All of a sudden now, it isn't. And why we don't have objections prior to this last year, last month, is a problem for me. Come on, y'all. Come on. This is what we do. This is a station that is publicly asking for money from the public. Programming committee looks at the programming and gives a version, give their whole situation about that. So let me say this. Y'all are not, just because it's not working in your favor right now, look, if we're going to work together, let's work in with some good mindset. The programming issues here are the programming issues. And yes, it falls under that realm that is the program committee is what we do. And that includes the grid, the program director, and anything that has to do with programming. Let's stop that. Let's not do things that are strange because it doesn't work in our favor. Let's do it. You're talking about working together. We're talking about working together. The IGM earlier said, oh, let's work together and let's do this. But we got to do it not because it's our friend. It's our person. We do it because it's for the good of the station. Working for the good of the station. I don't care about any person. It's about the good of the station. Come on, y'all. Come on.
Okay. Ron, you've already spoken on this. I'm gonna keep this moving.
Chair, point of order.
A point of order means a rule is being broken.
Okay, a rule is being broken. One of the communications rules. I'm not sure why the last speaker felt it was necessary to ascribe motives to people of which she has no knowledge.
All right, let's not do that. All right. Point not taken, but understood. Ron, I'm gonna move it on. I wanna turn to Wayne first and ask if you are okay with holding the motion until a later date. You're muted.
That would help.
Okay. We will do that. And, I want to make sure that everybody is okay with the notion that, right. we will not have the current hosts are not available. Whether preemption aside, there won't be a show until at least January. So, understanding that. The other thing I want to say is that, yeah, the LSB show, the program committee, and I was on the program committee when they started doing the show, has done a great job. It does belong to the LSB. So whatever the program committee does is always open to review by the full board. Because it is the LSB show, it also means that the LSB should decide or approve whether or not the show goes on should be a decision of the board. And if there is a specific reason that we think that we should not go on, if there's a deal breaker situation, that's something that just needs to be considered and approved ahead of time by the board, because those decisions reflect on all of us, and we should collectively whatever decision people want to make. If it's a majority of the 24, then that's the decision that's made. But it is the responsibility of the full 24. It is our board. Okay. So the program committee will meet, discuss this, and make some recommendations. We'll put that up with this motion and see where we come out on this. We do need to end this. Ambrose, you have not spoken, so you can have a minute.
Thank you. And forgive me, please. I'm curious. I don't always get a chance to hear the LSB program. What is the content of the LSB program? Is it about LSB business that's public facing? What is it?
Primarily. Irene, would you like to answer?
Ambrose, we talk about the purpose of the LSB program. We talk about what has occurred with the LSB, and we talk about any events that are going on with WPFW that have connection with the LSB board. That includes any elections, stuff like that. And we would like to connect with the community. We would. But after a pandemic, we don't have that situation. But talk to me and Bill Curtis.
And who are the show hosts for the LSB program?
Irene Adams, Bill Curtis. And we'd be happy to talk to you about it. And we have often asked for input from our LSB situation to help us improve. So I would definitely say to you, contact me or Bill, and we're there.
And Dennis, I am hoping that you don't hold the long answer from Irene against my 1 minute.
No, I don't.
But I have one just suggestion, Irene, and I'm not trying to say that you are verbose. I'm not trying to say that.
Go ahead.
So here's my question. Would the LSB program consider arranging to interview every member of the LSB so that the community can know who the LSB members are and a little bit about them, what they do?
Come to me, Ambrose, because that is what Bill and I are working to do.
That sounds like a yes.
With this new thing.
Okay, that's a yes. Okay. They would consider it. Okay.
Thank you, Dennis.
Last thing under new business is a reminder that in December, we will seat the new members at the beginning of the meeting. During that meeting, we will hold elections for LSB officers for 2025. Ellen, is there a timeline when you would like to receive nominations so that you can confirm and prepare for the election?
As soon as possible, because the deadline is December 31st, midnight, but everyone knows you're going to be partying and all of that. So it's better to do it early.
We're going to have the vote in the December meeting, so we'll know then. But I mean, in terms of submitting nominations.
Oh, that's right. Wait a minute. I was thinking of something. Yeah. The December meeting, we do have it.
Yeah.
So, no, wait. Oh, no, that is the,
That's the PNB is January.
PNB is the end of December.
Right.
But November, yeah, as soon as possible, make your, as soon as possible. And then I can, because I'll probably do, that program we've been using.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll talk to you about it later.
What are we asking for nominations for?
Why is somebody talking?
Asking a question because we're about to go.
Wait, I'm talking to Ellen. I don't want to hear any more voices.
Who are you?
Okay, and I'll tell you quickly of what she's saying. You're going to vote for the chair, the vice chair, the secretary, and the treasurer. And if you could do it as soon as possible, vote for them. You can't vote for yourself. You can't nominate yourself. You need someone to nominate you. So, and if you're interested, just call a friend, you know, someone to nominate you. But email me your nominations, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Ellen.
And try to do it next week, because the week after that is Thanksgiving. It'll get weird. So try and do it before the end of next week. And we will definitely need some nominations. the action item pending, I think that primarily involves the work that Irene and I are going to do around the parliamentarian. I think that's it. So, now somebody, I think Irene, you were asking about, time to adjourn, and we will have a brief executive session.
Motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
I second the motion.
Okay. I'm not going to, are there any objections? Of course not. Okay. All delegates, just hang in. Don't sign off. We'll take a couple of minutes for all of our guests to get their hats and coats. Step quietly to the door with our thanks and appreciation for joining us and our best wishes for getting home safely. See you next month.
Somebody has my hat. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, you know, you show up at a random party and sometimes you don't leave with the same hat you came with.
Thanks.
Hey, everybody.
I think Michael Byfield has your hat, man.
Everybody don't go away. I'm going to be back in 2 minutes.
Take good care.